And if he lies,
I'm not recording.
Okay, so and the next question is also, I mean, please send me the slides and I will put them available in the wiki for everybody. Okay. Okay. So Álvaro, you can start.
Sí, sí. Ya, ya, ya. Ah, ¿pero por qué lo he puesto bien? Ya. Hi, everybody. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So here I will present just a short review of the short and fit conditions that we have already explained in before. And the results taking into account some error propagation that we have performed lately. So the summary conditions we took were a high threshold with the AIDA sort in order to remove the 20 millisecond bump that appeared just after the implantation. We use betas, one beta for the betas after every F11 signal, and also for neutrons, and the time window for correlating beta with neutrons is 200 microseconds, and also in during the merger, the noisy strips that contributes to some isotopes to the 70% of the beta counts are removed at this step, but not before, at the merging step. Regarding the fit conditions. No correction for isotope-dependent neutron efficiency was applied except for the 83 and 84 gallium because experimental neutron spectra energy existed. And also we didn't apply a correction for beta efficiency isotope dependency. We use a beam maximum likelihood and a linear or flat background depending on the isotope, which are both consistent with the experimental background. The half-life of the parent was kept fixed except if it was too uncertain or we can improve it. The systematic uncertainty was calculated by Monte Carlo sampling the parameters that were fixed during the fit. The fit function that we are using fit simultaneously the beta activity, the beta 1 neutron activity, and in some cases the beta 2 neutron activity. It consists in the Bateman equation or the Scrabble general solution. And we take into account in the background the correlated and the uncorrelated background. The average efficiencies, the efficiencies are the average, so we assume